Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listener production.
Hey, I'm pro surfer and mental health advocate Cooper Chapman, and this is Good Humans. On this episode, I'm hanging out with New Zealand pro surfer Billy Stearman. Billy might be one of the smallest guys on the surf tour, but he's got the biggest heart. He's had to deal with loss, death, and financial pressure over the past few years. He's worked extremely hard to find the right support network to help him comfort and guide his family through these tough times, whilst also rebuilding his surfing career. Welcome, Billy Stearman.
Yeah, thanks for having me, brother.
Let's jump straight into it. So I've known you for a while, Billy, but to be honest, I haven't talk to you in probably the intimate way that we're going to right now. So just give me a little bit of a quick story of your sort of age until you started surfing and competing.
I come from a small town in New Zealand called Raglan. It's really well known for long left-hand point break, and the community there is just amazing. It's a small town, so everyone kind of knows everyone, and grew up with my mum and dad in Raglan, and they separated quite early, and mum moved to Aussie, and kind of made a new family over there. I got another brother over there and stuff like that, and dad raised me and made me a competitive weapon that I am today. So that was very fortunate for me, and my upbringing was pretty good actually. Living in a town like that, you got a lot of opportunities. I mean, the surf's really good, and you get to grow up and in a tight-knit community, and you grow up with some good friends and family around you. So ever since I was young, I mean, I always liked, obviously growing up in New Zealand, you want to be a rugby player. It's usually kind of just thrown on you, but growing up in Raglan, the surf is always good, and my dad was a surfer, so from an early age, like 8, 9, 10, I started surfing, and dad pushed me into a few waves down the beach in Raglan, and then I progressed and we did tandem sessions on the point, and I just fell in love with the ocean and competing and surfing, and I'm really thankful for everything I get given and I have.
Yeah, cool. Like you said, you are definitely a competitive animal. I've been on the wrong side of that a couple of times. You've towed me up in plenty of heats, but that's the life we live. We travel the world, we get to surf and get to experience great cultures. So let's go a little bit deeper into family. So growing up, you obviously had quite a close connection, and your mum moved to Australia and your dad was in New Zealand. How was that transition? How'd you feel when your parents split, and how was that? Was there a big decision in having to stay in New Zealand compared to moving over with your mum? Or talk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, growing up, I was a bit of a mummy's boy, to be honest. I was like quite shy, and as a kid, I had really long blonde hair, so I almost looked like my mum's sister because my mum looked really young. So that was pretty funny. That was kind of an inside joke growing up. But I was really close with my mum, and then I think I was old enough to realize that she kind of needed to move away. I think she was going through a rough time, you know. It was kind of hard for her raising a few kids. She didn't have much money and stuff, so she moved away from Raglan, which is, you know, yeah, it's kind of hard to get out of Raglan because it's so easy and the lifestyle's so easy. But she moved away, which was pretty hard obviously on me, but we obviously stayed in contact, and I was obviously old enough, and I could kind of deal with it. Surfing was really important to me then, and dad kind of helped me through the transition. Obviously I got younger brothers, and I guess it was a little bit harder for them. Me as the older sibling, I kind of had to, you know, stay strong and stay super positive and try and be there for my family and support them going through, obviously, my mum moving away and stuff like that. So, yeah, I like to stay happy and positive in front of people, especially. And, like, family, I try and hold down the fort. Like, yeah, a few things have happened in the previous years, and we'll talk about that later. But Dad's always been there for me since day dot. And growing up competing, we've had a few funny stories. Like, he can't even come to a contest because every time he'd rock up to a contest, I'd lose. So we've got a weird little thing there. Like, he sometimes can't watch. But I think I've grown out of that. You know, I just turned 30 and I've kind of grown out of thinking of that, and my whole mindset's changed a little bit. So yeah, there's a few little funny things happened throughout my career and over the past years, and yeah, I'm still learning and I'm still progressing in my surfing and in myself. So yeah, it's all been a good journey.
Yeah, cool, man. You're saying before you've gone through some tough stuff in the last couple of years. I know you lost your mother a couple of years ago. So can you just describe to me that feeling? Like, how did you find out? When did your mum tell you that she had cancer and you knew she was sick?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's pretty awesome talking about this. Yeah, it's good to come on here with you and actually speak about the deeper stuff and kind of let it all out and help some others out there listening. And yeah, just talking about it is awesome. So thanks. Yeah, I mean, it was a long process. My mother went through chemo and yeah, she got really sick for a while, and then I remember getting the phone call. Actually, it was a few years ago now, and I was at home and she called me up in the morning and I was drinking a coffee, and yeah, I remember it was gnarly. I was living with a few friends of mine, and it was a bit of a shock, and I was a bit weird for a few weeks and obviously a few years. So it took me a while to kind of, you know, get my confidence back in myself and yeah, just kind of keep things going. And I went over there as soon as I could and helped her out. Obviously, she couldn't work and stuff, so I tried to support her with that. And yeah, it was a lot of things go on behind the scenes that you don't really see. You know, you hear of people just getting sick and that's kind of what you hear, and it's just a tough time. But yeah, I wanted to go over and look after her. And a few days before she passed, we were heading over because it was kind of like a long process that she was on the way out, kind of. So my nana and my sister and myself all booked a ticket over, and she was like still alive, but just before we jumped on the plane, and then we got a phone call that she just couldn't hold on just before we got there. So yeah, she passed away of breast cancer. Or first she had breast cancer, and then she got in remission of that, and then she got cancer everywhere else. So it was a hard time for me. I mean, obviously I was a mummy's boy, so yeah, to see your mum, obviously you're going to see them pass away sooner or later, but as a young age, it's really hard to see them really sick. And as the oldest, I felt like I was obliged to help out a lot more. At the time, I was really competing a lot and I was traveling a lot, so I felt like I wasn't there all the time for her, which was really hard for me. I wanted to be there all the time. And yeah, it's been a really hard few years. I'm really lucky to have my wife there to support me over these past years, because yeah, I lost my main sponsor and I lost my mum all in 1 year, so it was kind of like a huge hit for me. I had to pretty much start from the bottom. Couldn't pay for the QS. I got a job when I was at home, and kind of, you know, my results kind of fell off and I couldn't even get into the 10,000s again. So yeah, I've kind of almost started from the bottom and started new. I've changed a lot of things mentally, and I've worked on a lot of things mentally. Like, I was going through a pretty bad time. Obviously my results were kind of showing, and my personality changed a little bit, I think, and I kind of backed into a corner and tried to hide from a lot of things. And yeah, obviously my wife is there, so I got to talk with her a lot about it. But I think the best thing is talking about it. But this year I've changed a lot. I've been working with a guy, Albie, at home from Body Rehab, mentally kind of just getting rid of the back noise stuff and focusing on surfing and what I can do, and just letting things happen, really, and enjoying the process. And yeah, it's been a long process to get here, but I'm here.
It sounds like your wife was a big person that you confided in and you could actually talk to and probably let go. What are the things that your wife did for you that you probably couldn't really talk to many other people about?
I'm pretty shy person if you don't really know me, you know. I always try and be bubbly and happy around everyone, and I enjoy meeting new people and stuff. So behind closed doors, I'm pretty I'm pretty emotional, I guess. Yeah, and my wife was always there, and she was always super positive, and like every time I'd think about mum or something passing or something, it was always negative. So she just kind of, we were just talking about maybe bringing in the positive stuff that she'd done. You know, I'd maybe have a weird day and a real bad day and start crying or something. You know, just think of the, like, she's gone. But she'd always just pick me back up and think of and tell me of thinking of the positive stuff and the fun times we did have and, yeah, and getting more in depth with stuff and, yeah, just really talking about it, actually, you know, and openly talking about it and not feeling like anxious or embarrassed about what you're saying, you know. It's just, yeah, it's like it's, I keep saying it, but, yeah, it's really just good to talk about it. So I've opened up a little bit more to certain people and, yeah, it's really helping me and my aura and who I am as a person. So, yeah, I'm super thankful for all that.
Talk me through, like, that last 24 months of your life where you've lost your mum, you've had to get back on the horse. It sounds like you gave yourself a good bit of time to heal and you really grew as a person and started connecting with your family and your wife and being a bit more open. And from there, it's almost like you created this building block to keep going. So how long ago did you really switch back on and say, you know what, surfing's a thing for me. I'm going to give it another red hot crack. And what motivations did you have to really get back into it head first?
Yeah, well, yeah, using what happened as a motivation is a huge thing for me. A few months after, even like a month after she passed, I used it a lot for the nationals I had in Piha. And yeah, I turned out I won that comp and I just obviously dedicated it to my mum. And I use it as a huge motivation. Like I said earlier, I just want to enjoy every day and not take anything for granted. You know, you can look it back at your career or anything and just say, you know, I don't want to look back and say I haven't tried enough, you know, and haven't done enough. So yeah, it took me a while. Obviously I was grinding out, I was working, I had to start again and just try and work my way back up. But I think maybe like just over a year ago, year and a half, I probably I realized like I really wanted to do what I am doing now. And I think losing my sponsor was almost a good thing in hindsight.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It really gave me a kick up the backside and really showed how amazing our life really is and how fortunate I am to be a surfer and be a professional surfer and compete really well and do well. So yeah, I really just wanted to progress from that. And I'm growing older and I'm probably getting a bit more mature and learning a lot more and taking a lot more in. So yeah, I guess a year and a half ago, I jumped on board in October last year. And yeah, just having that backing, that support, it's always good, you know. You can back yourself 100% is amazing, but then having a little extra, you know, like tap on the butt, like here's a few good surfboards, we kind of believe in you. And then I picked up a few other sponsors at the start of the year, just little ones, and yeah, it's just cool, and it's cool to have that support and that backing and just to know that people actually believe in you and believe in your ability and your talent and you as a person. So yeah, and this year I've made the Olympics, and which is a huge goal of mine at the start of the year, and obviously when it became and surfing became in the Olympics, and I did the nationals, and me and Ricardo, we had a huge battle in the final, and obviously he's on the CT, so I always want to, and me and him always super competitive, so it was good to get one up on him in New Zealand, and yeah, I got a few firsts. I got a first in Burley, and yeah, just consistently and mentally and physically, I feel amazing this year. Just working on that mental ability and kind of just trying to filter out the background noise and just really focus on what's in front of you and adapting to whatever gets thrown at you and yeah, and just enjoying it.
Once you get in the water, talk to me through that feeling that you get, because I know the feeling I get, but I want to hear it from your mouth, because I know it's going to be different for everyone, but Is there a switch that just goes off once you're in the water? It doesn't matter if they're your countrymen, they're your friend, you're obviously out there to compete. How does it change and how do you switch on and then back off?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. Obviously, I think you want to beat certain people more as well, you know, like say, for instance, growing up with Rick, me and him have always battled, you know, he's been a year older than me, but I don't know. I personally just want to beat everyone, really, you know, even if it's like I had a... It's kind of talking myself up, but I had a heat with Kelly Slater a few years ago in a prime at like 8 foot margies, and it was way out of my comfort zone. But I had Tommy Whittaker in my corner at the time, and that was probably the most relaxed I've ever been in a heat. You know, 11 times world champion, I had nothing to lose. I was just this little kid from New Zealand who kind of didn't have a name, and I came away with the win, which was huge for my career and my confidence and stuff. So I don't know. I think I'm so competitive personally, like in everything, basketball, golf, whatever it is, cards, anything. I always want to beat everyone in front of me or around me. And even at home, the board riders, I'll still try my hardest and switch on. And I guess us as surfers, we've got a certain time to switch on and off. They've only got 20 to 30 minutes each day pretty much, or maybe more depending on the heats. But I just lock into what I can do personally, the controllables and the uncontrollables. You know, a lot of people talk about that, and yeah, I just try to control what I can to reset it after every heat and learn from your mistakes. And obviously, us as surfers, you or any competitive people, you lose more than you win, I think, and I think you just got to learn from every loss and every mistake and just take it all in and learn and go over it and try not to repeat it again and just try and improve in every heat.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's a massive thing in competitive sport is just finding that momentum and that confidence. Confidence is such a huge thing. Every morning you have this routine where you stretch and warm up, you get the body moving, and you seem like you're on your own program, which is amazing. Like, is that something that you've brought on, and is that something that you put your, I guess, success in the last 12 to 24 months down to, is finding that routine and finding that thing that works for you and sticking by it and actually giving it a chance to settle in? I mean, I read a lot of books and a lot of things about preparation and about sports science and psychology, and so many of the things talk about getting routine, getting something that works for you and sticking by it.
Yeah, every morning I kind of just get up. Yeah, it's kind of a new thing for me. Like you said, I've changed it a bit this year, and my routine and everything I do daily, I guess, has changed a lot. Yeah, so I get up in the morning and I try and get up pretty early. I've been actually talking to a few people at home. A guy that Ricardo's been working with, Noah Hickey as well, helped me out a lot. An ex All Whites, which is a soccer team, and played over in Europe and stuff. So, and he's a motivational speaker as well. So, it was really good to have some meetings with him and actually talk about, like, you know, the process and the routine. And, you know, if you're getting up early before everyone else, you know, you got that extra few hours on top of everyone. So, even that's just a huge step in itself. So, I'll get up, I don't know, say between 6 and 7 o'clock, and usually get up, have a 10 to 15 minute warm up. It's more of like a mindset and just get the body moving. It's not like a strict routine. It's just kind of get the body moving, and it's more of a, you're doing this, you know, this is your day. This is what you're going to do every day, and you're preparing for the day almost. So I'll just do that every morning and probably have a coffee and hang out and talk some chat with the boys and go for a surf maybe. And yeah, like I'm a bit of a cruiser, you know. I like to cruise and just enjoy my time, and yeah, I'll try and go to bed early, and you know, I've tried to change eating better each day, and yeah, just certain little things. Like I used to drink a lot of beers and the Arvos, and you know, just sit back and relax a little bit more. But I've kind of pulled pin on that, and it's helped me out like a lot mentally as well. You know, you have a few beers every night, you kind of feel it the next day. So I'm feeling super healthy after just from kind of laying off the beers for a few months. And yeah, my routine seems to be good. I think I've got the same music all year. Probably add a few songs in there, but I've pretty much got the same playlist I listen to before a heat and in the mornings and stuff. So yeah, there's the same stretch I do before a heat, which is you know, pretty basic. Like, I'm not super strict in my routine, but I do have a semi-routine, you know. It's not exactly the same every day, but you like to meditate, and Rick, I think, likes to use the, you know, Shakti mat and meditate a little bit too, so I'll try that every now and then, a bit of visualization, and yeah, just mix it up and make it new and fresh and try new things, and but also keep my same routine that's been working all year, so.
You've got a bit of a coach that's been training you a little bit mentally. Sports psychology is obviously a huge thing where you go through so many ups and downs, and it's really hard to maintain that balance in focus and maintain that balance in being competitive but switching off. When did you first feel like you needed to find somebody to help you with that mental training? And was it kind of a realization that, you know what, I'm only human, I'm going to have hard times, and there's people who are trained to help me through things like that? When did you decide that you needed a mental coach? What has he helped you with? And is it something that you put down your success this year too?
I think sports psych is a huge thing in any athlete. And I've been reading a little bit about it and seeing a lot of professional top athletes have sports psychologists or whatever. And yeah, they seem to be working for a lot of people. So he's actually a friend of mine, and I didn't even think about it before kind of this year, the start of this year, but I went down and stayed at his house. He's got a beautiful house in New Plymouth up on the mountains. It's super tucked away and quiet, and you just wake up to the birds, and it was really, like, I don't know, grounding up there. So, and he's kind of started his own business, and it's called Body Rehab, and he kind of does trigger points and massages, all while kind of releasing tension or anything that you just don't need in your life, kind of. He works with a lot of people with anxiety and like even people with fears of height and stuff. And he does this thing where you tap on your chest and you kind of just open up everything, and you open up speaking about it and just kind of releasing it all, you know, and talking about it. Yeah, we'll talk about stuff that I'm thinking about that may be negative or semi-distracting, like, man, mentally just... got a few things out of the bag, out of my, you know, backpack that I don't really need, you know, weighing me down a bit. So, yeah, it's really good to have him. You can do that by yourself, but it's good to speak to someone. And like we said before, it's, you know, it's someone that believes in you again. You know, it's that, you know, like, kick up the backside. You know, what are you even thinking about that? You should be thinking about this kind of thing. There's a lot of talk about him coming to the Olympics, and I think I've learned a lot heat wise and strategy wise and surfing wise. So I don't think I need too much of that. It's more of having like a guy like Albie there to kind of block out all the around noise, you know, the head noise around the Olympics, which is going to be huge. You know, there's going to be media, there's going to be all the support. There's I don't know how many people in the team, you know, there's all these things that you don't really need to worry about, but you will be, you know? So it'd be good to have him there just to take that out of the picture and just solely focus on what the task is at hand and go for a medal.
Cool, yeah. I mean, I'm sure your mum will be so proud of you, man. And thanks so much for sharing everything you have. Some of the stuff you talked about of having that support crew and being open to talk about it, I think that's something that I've really picked up a lot on. I kind of having those honest chats and really opening up. And also what you talked about just then with your sports psychologist is, I really like the analogy how you said just taking those rocks out of your backpack that you don't need. I think sometimes we all carry this baggage around, and life's about moving forward and being open to new experiences and really utilizing the beautiful world we live in and not living in the past and not letting these speed bumps or mishaps or things in our life that you could look at as a really bad thing, or you can look at them as something to grow from and an opportunity to really build yourself. So, mate, thanks again for sharing it all. I know it takes a lot to open up to someone, and I know so many people are going to get a lot out of that. So thanks a lot. Check back in next time. We've got plenty more good guests coming up. Have a good day. Good Humans was presented by me, Cooper Chapman. Producer, Alex Mitchell. Audio production by Darcy Thompson.
Listener. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.